Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Friday night of high school football on 970 and 101.5 FM. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ranch for Josh Hankrell tonight, and right now, a gorgeous night for football, and we're rolling quickly toward the kickoff. Lumen Christi off to a very slow start by their standards at 1-2, and Northwest winless coming into this tilt, 0-3. Of course, both members of the Interstate 8 Athletic Conference. Tom Ranchford is here. Tom, we got a beauty weather-wise.
Yeah, the weather's going to hold off for us, so that shouldn't be an issue. We just checked the check the radar. You know, for a while they were predicting a thunderstorm around 8:15 tonight, but that's out of the picture now, so we should be in good shape for that. Hard to believe we're almost halfway through the season. This is the fourth night. And you mentioned Lumen Christi got off to a rough start. They're 1-2. You know, we go back. They lost to West Catholic opening night. I don't really think anybody, especially with as young as the Titans are, really thought that they were going to beat West Catholic. We thought they'd give them a better game. And Coach Herb Brogan and Coach Joe Williams have told us, hey, we're young. We're going to get better. But they played honestly against West Catholic, got beaten up front in that 30-13 loss. And then they played really nice at home against Hastings and beating them 41-14. And then last week they had trouble with Harper Creek. Harper Creek scored twice. They scored late, and the one was on a twice batted pass that the kid caught, and the brakes just didn't go Lumen Christi's way. They got beat by Harper Creek, who's undefeated, 24-14. But that thing could have went, you know, it could have went either way. So the Titans come into the game with a 1-2 record. Northwest at 0-3. They had a real good game opening night with Eaton Rapids. They ended up getting beat 20-17. And then Harper Creek handled them pretty easily, 35-0. And then last week, doggone it, up here against Hastings, they had the lead at the half. They suffered some injuries, actually I think season-ending injuries to a couple of players during that game, and they ended up giving up 58 points to Hastings. It was 58-35 in defeat by Northwest.
Yeah, rough start. Like you said, they're banged up. A team that can ill afford to lose key players, and they've lost a couple of them. So, but you got to move forward.
Yeah, I counted 30 kids in pregame warmups. Lumen Christi's got a few more than that. Yeah. So you don't have an awful lot of bodies, which makes it very, very tough, because a lot of times when you have a kid get injured, you're going to have to replace two positions.
Take a three break here on the pregame. We're headed to the kickoff, Lumen Christi Northwest. On behalf of Northwest, 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Hi, This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 and 101.5 FM. Here is Titans back out. We're waiting for an appearance from Northwest and just a couple minutes away from tonight's kickoff.
2016
loud PA system here is hovering just above us here in the we're about what 3.5 stories up. We're on a hill
and we're on the third floor
and we're on the roof. Yeah,
pretty nice facility at Northwest. The field's in spectacular shape. It's one of the few grass fields that Lumen Christie's going to play on this year. They're going to play all their home games on artificial turf. Next week, they're at Albion College to play Marshall, which is artificial turf. They played their first two at home. They're going to play the Coldwater game.
That'll be at Lumen, yeah. I believe.
Yes, that's going to be at Lumen Christie in 2 weeks. So, and they've only got one other one against Penfield late in the season, which will probably be at Lumen Christie, depending on if the bleachers are still there. And if that happens, then they'll have all their games at home for the first time ever, and every game at Lumen Christie will be on a Friday night. But the field's in perfect shape. There's very little wind blowing tonight. It actually got warm. I played golf this morning. It was chilly when we teed off, but it ended up about 80, 81 degrees when we left about 2 o'clock, and it was really really nice out, and we're blessed with good weather here as we get ready to kick off the fourth game of the season.
Take a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back with tonight's opening kickoff. Lumen and Northwest is next. News Talk 970, WKHM 101.5 FM.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day. Every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
No matter what happens in your future, you need to be ready for it. You need to set goals for it, save for it, and invest carefully. Most of all, you need a strategy. This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. As your financial advisor, I'll work with you to create a strategy, one based on the realities of both your life and the financial world, based on your specific situation. Call the Augustine Group today at 768-7709. Tomorrow is based on what you do today.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/16.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Blooming Christie kicking off to Northwest, and we are underway. The run back, pretty good run back out over the 30, 33-yard line for Devin Garner. And the Mounties start. Lumen won the toss, but they deferred to the second half, and Northwest, Tom, will have the football near the 34.
Yeah, Jacob Lathers and Grant Smith both in on the stop for Lumen Christie. Pretty good field position for Northwest. They'll run a little bit of a spread offense. Quarterback Ryan Crowley with a good arm. A pro set out of the eye, a tight end, a flanker, and a split end to start the game.
Ryan Crowley, a junior, 175. Long count. And goes to the tailback. Pretty good running room. He's got 5, maybe 6 yards out to the 40-yard line. Allen Lily Weems, senior at 185.
We understand Lily Weems is a good player, and that was simply out of the eye, a power trap off right tackle because the left guard pulled to the right and cleared him out. They had some pretty good blocking up front, and they moved Lumen Christie's defensive line back a little bit.
Pretty big offensive line. Jordan Bailiff, 280. Josh Lewis, 250. Noah P. is 225. And they go right back to the tailback. And he's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage back at the 36-yard line. Grant Smith for Lumen Christie.
Smith was the first one there. And I want to say Nick Thomas, number 10, was the second man that hit him. I don't know. It was too easy for Lumen Christie on that particular play.
Loss of 4, Tom, and a 3rd and 8.
And the Titans had 3 defensive linemen down away from where Northwest ran and only 1 defensive lineman down in the direction that the ball carrier took to play.
So 3rd and 8, Crowley looking and runs out of trouble. 40, first down, 45, spins to the 48-yard line. That's a first down Northwest before he's hogtied by Alex Lasky. Grant Smith again for Lumen Christie, but a first down on 3rd and long for the Mounties.
Well, Crowley didn't have any time whatsoever to throw. Lumen Christie collapsed on him real quick, but he was able to get out of it, and he skirted just to his left and got upfield, got up to the Mountie 48-yard line where it's 1st and 10. Pretty good play, actually, by both Alex Lasky and Grant Smith to close and make the stop and minimize that damage.
About 12, 13 yards on the quarterback scramble in a first down, 48-yard line. Fullback is drilled by Zach Irwin. in the middle, the big boy. He's about 270 for Lumen.
Yeah, he's a very, very good, strong football player in the middle for the Titans.
That's a gain of a yard. Cam White, Austin Maynard, Zach Irwin, Blake Cobetto, Grant Smith, Alex Lasky, Kyle Minder. Bobby Willis was shaken up last week, but he is starting. Nick Thomas, Luke Stanton, and Jacob Lathers in the secondary for the Titans on second, about 8.5. Crowley rolls and looks wide open. That's a little drag and a first down to the Lumen 42-yard line. Out of the backfield, Karan Shearer.
Kyle Minder made the tackle, but two straight first downs here for Northwest. Kind of surprising.
Karan Shearer, junior at 205. Lumen likes to run that sort of play. Kind of a delay out of the backfield. He was wide open in the flat.
Those things are tough to cover. You got kids in front of you. You're playing. You're trying to play your key, but sometimes, you know, you do get a guy in the open like that.
Lumen jumps offside.
I think the left tight end for Northwest jumped. Number 88, Nick Weller, and it's going to be against Northwest.
That'll take it back to the Mountie 47-yard line, the 5-yard walk-off. We're just underway, no score. Two quick first downs for Northwest. And we play 3 minutes here in the first quarter.
5-yard penalty.
Sun sinking quickly.
Backs Northwest up to the 47.
Lumen runs really tight. Four men close to the line of scrimmage. Kind of a 4-4. They run a reverse. Can they beat contain? Doesn't look well. Oh, they break a tackle and down the sideline. First down or close to it. Looks like he stepped out of bounds at the 36-yard line.
Luke Stanton knocked him out of bounds. And, boy, it was just a couple of uncharacteristic missed tackles for Lumen Christie because they had a couple of players up front that made a play, but that Gardner had a heck of a run for Northwest.
Nice job stepping out of a tackle.
Second down and four for Northwest.
Around the 43-yard line, got it down to the Lumen 36, and a second down in about 5. So that was a pickup of 10 for Northwest, moving the ball during this very first series. Out of the I formation, quarterback keep, into the secondary, 25, down to the 22-yard line. Love that play, Tom. It's the fake to the fullback, and he just keeps the football.
Yeah, quarterback belly, and it was right off the fullback fake at the right guard spot. Quarterback bellied it right behind him. Some coaches call it a double dive. Some call it a belly, but Northwest, very, very nice drive they put together here on the opening series.
They're down to the Lumen 22. Again, Northwest scored a boatload of points last week in the first half. But something of a collapse in the second half. This is a slow-developing play, and it's drubbed in the backfield for a loss.
I think Joe Williams had a shoot on one of those. One of the Titan linebackers got in and kind of screwed up Northwest blocking scheme. It looked like it was the Titans' number 20, which I don't have a number 20, but it looked like he was the one that flashed and created the confusion there. You don't have a number 20 either, do
no.
you?
No 20 in the media guide. Second, we'll call it 13. They try to run a little draw play. And good job by the Titans. They snow that under with number 49, Kyle Minder.
Yeah, Minder and Luke Stanton and a couple other players there. Pretty good gang tackling now. And now for the first time, Northwest is going to be under some pressure because it's going to be third down and about 12, 13 yards to go. Ball is down at the Titan 25-yard line. We've got no score, 7 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Of course, Corey Slater, former player at Lumen, coaching here at Northwest. And they go with four wideouts, and the quarterback in trouble. Hit and drill back near the 30. Three Titans all over Ryan Crowley.
Yeah, Cameron White.
Lasky was there. Grant Smith was there.
Alex Rogers. Grant Smith was
the and that brings up a fourth and about 18 from the Lumen 29-yard line.
Yeah, that was really bad. They had really nothing good on that play for Northwest. Good play defensively for the Titans. Now it sets up fourth down. We're in the four-down zone. Ball is at the Lumen Christi 29. And Northwest is going to run three receivers wide to the left.
Same formation. Three to the far side, one to the short side of the field. Couldn't block this last time. And Grant Smith gets right in the backfield. And Crowley's hit out near the 40. Smith was in there quickly, and then it got cleaned up by about three other Titans.
Yeah, Sam Meisner.
Brogan Sullivan was back there.
Yeah, those kids were on goal, and they, you know, that's a bad play for Northwest because they'd been driving. They lost another 8 yards on that. Lumen Christi is going to get terrific field position. 5:52 to go in the first quarter. Northwest nothing, Lumen Christi nothing, but the Titans get the ball first and 10 from their own 38.
Troy Kucha, the junior, pitches it back to Bo Bell. And he has 6 or 7 yards out near the 45-yard line. Late flag.
Yeah, that was an excellent tackle there. I can't see who it is on the far side for Northwest.
There was a face mask, Tom.
Tackle played by Darius Case. Penalty flag on the flag.
Oh, if that was a face mask, then let me wipe off that excellent tackle part. Because if you bring a kid down by the mask, it's not a good tackle.
It's going to cost you 15. Northwest chewed up 6 minutes in the first quarter, and they come away empty. Officiating crew kicking it around. Flag right at the Lumen 45-yard line. Personal foul, face mask. And that takes you down to the Northwest 40.
15-yard penalty will advance the ball to the 40.
Irwin, Maynard, Pelletier, Morris, Richardson, Ian Williams may be starting out there.
First and 10 for Lumen Christi.
Now it looks like Richardson gets the start at right tackle. Pitch to Bo Bell the other way. Looks for a block. Good cut. 35, 30. He may be gone. 20, 10, and wedged out of bounds there. Too easy for Bo Bell.
Well, Bell's got terrific speed, and he had nice blocking up front, but he also made a Northwest defender miss him in space, and he made him actually fall to the ground. And it's that shiftiness to go along with his strength and speed that makes Bo Bell so good.
Yeah, put his foot in the ground. Great cut, Tim.
Yeah, he made a player miss. He whiffed completely in the open field. And he did have good blocking up front, but, man, when he opens it up.
Kucha, right back to Bell. He's inside the 5. He's down to about the 3-yard line as he goes right off the hip of Big Zach Irwin.
Noah P. on the stop for Northwest. You've heard his name called here many, many years. I think his brother played very well a few years back.
Scoreless, but Lumen is about 9 feet away from a touchdown here with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And they send Tobin Stanton out as a decoy. Give it to Bell, touchdown. He's standing up in the end zone, Bo Bell.
Touchdown, number 4, Bo Bell.
It was all Bo Bell. 4 carries. With the 15-yard penalty, I've got Bell for 45 yards on 4 carries. First touchdown of the night, and the Titans are up 6-0. And they send out Abe Johnson for the extra point. Holder is the quarterback, Troy Kucha.
Johnson set to kick the extra point.
Snap is a good one. The kick is good.
Snap by T.J. McCulley. The hold by Troy Kucha and the kick by Abe Johnson.
Let's take a quick break. It's 7-0 Lumen. Here on WKHM, News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that auto owner's insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Call Larry Mazurek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Ace and Garner back deep.
7-0 for the Titans. Action brought to you in part by Wet's White's Restaurant Catering, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Seymour Ford Lincoln, County National Bank, Brembo, the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, part of our group here tonight. Here's the little short kick, and it's caught at the 28, but
kickoff fielded at 21, Bryce Darrow. Ball spotted at the 30.
Bryce Darrow caught it, but it was
first and 10.
Had a knee on the ground, so that killed that run back. He did have some room there, but no run back. 30-yard line here for Northwest. Down very quickly after they gave up the football. 7-0. Crowley out of a short shotgun. Throws it out in the flat. It's got a man open out there. 33-yard line. Four Titans there.
I wish I knew who number 20 is. That was a very good play. They swarmed on him over in the far on that far sideline.
Bobby Willis was there. Nick Thomas.
Second down, 7.
That Kareem Harris? No. Is that? Thank you, Chris. Kareem Harris, number 20. Second down, about 8 here for Northwest. Crowley stays in the gun. He runs it. And just a yard or two out to the 35-yard line will bring up third down for Northwest and probably a tad over 5.
Yeah, and about the only thing I'm thinking Northwest might be able to do now is they might entice Luma Christie to bite if they ran a screen. I just can't.
We don't see many good screen passes run anymore in high school.
Who ran one last week?
East Lansing. Crowley's running for his life now. Pump fake, and he just throws it away.
Yeah, it was East Lansing last week, and a real nice one against Jackson. They had him set up perfectly.
Yep, perfectly.
And even there, the Titans put a pretty good pressure on Crowley. And
Lumen used to run that middle screen for decades.
Tell me, when I was coaching at Jackson High, we told it, and the kids knew it was coming. We knew it was coming.
And that's really what the Trojans ran last week. It was that little middle screen. You just flip it over the oncoming.
But all you got to do is you execute that properly.
But I don't see Lumen do that.
Defensive coordinator Joe Williams once intercepted a screen pass up at Lansing Catholic about 35 years ago.
I'd love to see a film of that. Northwest will kick here on 4th and about 8. Very short kick. It does get a good mounty roll of about 13 yards down to the Titan 35. Oh, Titans back in business here. Action brought to you by the Jenko Boot Shop, Jag V Butterfield Investments, Vance Fluid Technology, B&G Landscape, Penn Chiropractic Center, and Jamie Grace, financial advisor at Wells Fargo. 35-yard line. Kucha, play action fake. Now he has to roll. Runs out of trouble, and he's tripped up and down he goes. Got about a yard or two. Pretty good defense by the Mounties.
Josh Lewis was one of the Mounties on the stop, along with Tanner Beach. Kucha was pretty smart there. He didn't throw it if there wasn't anybody available. Take your medicine. Just don't take too much.
Second and 10. Rolling to the end of this first quarter. 2.5. Kucha. Bo Bell. 40, 45, 50. He's in the secondary. Got a little screen block. 40, 35, 30. 26-yard line. 34 yards. Make that 39 yards for Bo Bell. He's almost to 100 already here in the first quarter.
Advancing the ball to the 26, we'll have it first and 10.
Bell gets out there in that secondary, Tom. And
he can shake, can he?
He's a water bug. He's strong and fast.
Yeah,
pretty good combination.
And he's shifty. Yeah, he sees the field well.
Titans shift out of a two tight end full house. They pitch it to Bell, short side of the field. He dodges a couple tacklers and has 3 or 4 yards down near the 20-yard line.
And, of course, they went unbalanced with that. There were only two Titans to the left of center, and when they shifted, they brought that other offensive tackle, I think, to the other side. But I'm just a little bit concerned. What will happen is you keep running Bell all the time. It kind of reminds me of the last 3 years, just keep running Kari Willis. He's your bread and butter, but you just can't keep going to him constantly like this.
They do. Oh, Bell got drilled.
Bell with the carry.
And a late hit there, too.
Yeah, Noah P. made the stop, and then P. made the stop, and then somebody from the other side was, I don't think it was a late hit because he was already in the process of doing, of making the play, but he did pile on.
Third down, 4 for Lumen. That was about a foot there for Bo Bell, number 4. And Kucha, little counter play, and Bell has a first down, and he's inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. No secrets there with the Titan offense here with 45 seconds to go. Tom out of town.
Lansing Sexton just scored on fourth down, and it was fourth and long. And it was fourth and 10, and they gave up a 50-yard touchdown pass to Sexton. Sexton missed the PAT. So near the end of the first quarter, up at Sexton, it's Lansing Sexton 6, Jackson High nothing.
Titans first down. Fake to Bell. Wide open. That pass is dropped. Not completely wide open. That was Dayton Keller at about the 2 and a good hit out there in the secondary.
It was a great defensive play by Northwest. That was the fake trap, a 2-pass left. Lumen Christie's been running since the days of the late, great Jim Crowley back in the 70s. And that play is open day after day after day. And Kucha hit Keller. But at the same time, the Northwest defensive back from behind also made contact and the ball bounced to the ground.
Trey Hall out in the secondary. Senior at 160. Nice play for the Mounties. And they make another dandy out on the wing. This time Bell is hit behind the line of scrimmage. And that's going to run the clock out here in the quarter. After 1, it's Lumen 7. Northwest nothing. Back in 1 minute.
That's the end of the first quarter.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 and 101.5 FM.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, 2 locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
A wise man once said, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Pretty quick first quarter here, Lumen up 7-0. They'll have a 3rd and 10 from the Northwest 13-yard line. Two good plays by the Mountie defense back-to-back. Bell is the lone setback. Troy Kucha gives it to Bell. Good block at the point of attack, and he runs for a touchdown. Bell stepped through one tackle. Real good job by the Lumen offensive front. And you just give Bell a little seam, Tom, and that's what happened.
Well, in particular, the right tackle, Mike Richards, pulled from the far side, as did Cameron White, the halfback. East Lansing, under Jeff Smith, used to run that all the time. It's just kind of a long counter play, and Bell got superior blocking up front, scored on a 13-yarder, and with 11:53 to go in the second, it's 13-0 Titans.
Extra point by Abe Johnson. That is good. 14-0. Quick break, 30 break, and we're right back. 970 and 101.5 FM.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Ratch, Greg O'Connor, Josh Ankrell, executive producer, director extraordinaire. Hey, 101.9 FM tonight. They're just teeing it up. Beautiful downtown Cleveland. Tigers and the Indians this evening. Busy weekend. We've got you covered for Michigan right here on 970 tomorrow. Here's a short kick, 20, run back, 25, 30, all the way up to the 35.
Devin Garner with the return.
Devin Garner, a good run back for the Mounties to the Titan 35, but Northwest, after that dominant opening drive, finds themselves down 14-0 here early in the second. Michigan game tomorrow, our pre at 2:30 for the Wolverines and Colorado. And Michigan State, Notre Dame, 6 o'clock pre for the 7:42 kickoff from South Bend. And catch that on 101.9 FM.
Murray Rumble going here.
Mounties with the junior Ryan Crowley at quarterback under center this time. And they have to take a timeout before the snap.
The field called by Northwest, their first timeout.
Bad news up in Lansing, Tom.
Yeah, Lansing Sexton just scored again on a 15-yard touchdown run. They moved the ball down the field with a long pass. The PAT run this time was good. And with 2:41 to go in the first quarter, it's Lansing Sexton 14, Jackson High nothing. Now, both of Jackson's wins, they were come from behind because they came from behind against East Lansing. They were down 14-0 and came back and won 21-14. And they were down 14-0 against Ypsilanti Lincoln and came back to beat them.
It doesn't want to talk about the first inning.
But it's tough to win on the road, and it's tough to win at Ed Majeski Stadium up at Sexton. And you got to win because you're looking at Grand Ledge at home next week. Oh, yeah.
Tough start for the Vikings. 6-0, our last score that we had in from K105.3 Grass Lake, leading Manchester 6-0 early out there in the game of the year already in the Cascades. Crowley now with an eye in the backfield. From the 35, flag. Got the playoff. I don't know why that wasn't blown dead. Maybe we'll find out. Here's another late flag.
Yeah, the umpire threw the second one. The linesman threw the first one.
With the carry off the left side, we got a couple penalties on the play.
This play started at the 35. It lost 5 yards on a pitch play. But that I thought that flag came before the snap, Tom.
Looked like it.
From our vantage point, and they're talking it over. I don't know if that play should have been run. But we will find out. The officials are in conference. Just underway here in the second. On WKHM, News Talk 970, 101.5 FM. And right now they have the ball spotted at the 30. And the officials seem to be in absolutely no hurry.
This is a veteran Jackson area officiating crew, the best in the area.
Illegal shift against Northwest.
Well, they call it a legal shift against Northwest, and that play really should have never been run. And they'll mark off 5, and it'll be 1st and 15. I think Lumen has to take this, right?
I can't remember.
Well, they have to now. You know, that play should have been blown dead. Otherwise, Lumen would have taken the play. They lost 5 on the play.
They have a personal foul against Lumen Christie.
And now they call a personal foul on Lumen after the play.
And will advance the ball to the 45-yard line.
It'll be a first down for the Mounties.
Right at the 45-yard line.
It was last year when we saw them play Northwest at the James Crowley Memorial Stadium at Lumen Christie, and they had about, remember, they had 5 or 6 personal fouls that afternoon.
A lot of penalties. Mounties first down at their own 45, and Crowley hands it off to the fullback and a yard there. Not many times you're going to run up the middle on the Titans. Austin Maynard made the stop.
And Maynard with the stop for Lumen Christie. He gained him about a yard, second down and 9.
Maynard is the prototypical Lumen nose guard. He's about 140 pounds.
Well, and, you know, that's quite a diversity because a lot of times Zach Irwin plays right over there, and he's huge.
Second and 9, mix up in the backfield, and Crowley ran right into his running back. That may have been the best hit of the night.
I think he ran right into Shearer.
Shearer?
Yeah, Corin Shearer. You know, they just kind of bumped at the mesh point, and that's going to get you nothing, so it's going to be 3rd and 7.
Knocked him 3 yards.
Yeah, right at midfield for Northwest. 3rd and 7 is
pretty good hit, but you don't want to hit your own guy. 3rd and 7 for the Mounties, and they're down 14-0. You're on 970 and 101.5 FM. K105.3 tonight for the big Grass Lake Manchester showdown. Crowley, short drop, fires it out here, and it's caught. It'll be a little short of a first down.
Check that.
Trey Hall on the catch. They're about a yard short. Looks like Northwest will kick it away here. Boy, down 14-0. I almost have to go for this
not
stop.
Quite enough for a first down for Northwest.
Well, they had the disaster on the last one where the Titans threw him for a loss when they attempted a pass.
They've shown no ability to stop Bo Bell here early on. But the kicker, these numbers are pesky, too, to try to pick out the black numbers. They do have white trim on the red. They do fake it and get the first down. I didn't think they'd kick.
You know what? That was a great play for Northwest. Yep. He snapped it to the up back, and he got real nice blocking up front. And Hayden Black.
Lumen totally flat-footed on that.
Yeah, I think they were caught by surprise.
First and 10 for Northwest at about the 42-yard line.
Got about 4 or 5 yards. They needed about a yard and a half, and Northwest will keep it here. With 9 to go in the first half. 42-yard line.
I got to tell you, I was surprised.
On first down, Crowley long count. Fullback for maybe two. Down just, well, right, they're going to spot him right at the 40-yard line. Connor Sherrar, or Karan Sherrar. We've called him just about everything so far.
And Minder with the stop for Lumen Christie.
Mounties trail 14-0. And if they want to stay in this game, probably behoove them to get something done on this drive. Same formation, two wideouts. Eye in the backfield. Go to the tailback, look out. That was a bad exchange. And Lily Williams almost fumbled the football. He did hang on, but lost a yard or so.
Titan linebacker Alex Lasky met him right at the line of scrimmage. I don't believe Lasky was blocked.
Third down and 9 for Northwest.
That was a bad exchange. And Lily Williams barely hung on. So, third down, about 9 here. For the Mounties, and they go 4 wideouts. Whistle at the snap.
Titans were having trouble getting lined up.
And they had to take a timeout.
Well, it's much safer to do that than regret it later, giving up a score.
Well, the Titans talk it over on defense. We got Lion football for you Sunday. That is on 101.9 FM, Lions, Tennessee.
Brought to you by Pack the Time. Listen every Sunday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WIBM ESPN Radio 101.9.
11 o'clock for the pre, 1 o'clock kickoff from Ford Field for the unbeaten Lions.
Well, you were talking about the Lions.
Right after the polka show and Fiesta Alegre, a couple of your favorites, Tom, on Sunday morning. 7-11 to go here in the first half.
I never missed the polka show at 8:30.
It's a dandy. Third down and 9 following the Titan timeout on defense. And Crowley, short drop, throws it long. He's got a man out there. Oh, off the fingertips at the goal line. That was a touchdown. The Lion, the Titan defender was beaten badly by Trey Hall. He had a couple good yards on the cornerback, Tom.
A nicely thrown ball, too. It's
just off his fingertips right at the goal line. And now a 4th and 9. Last time they faked this.
46, Gavin Coon set the punt for Northwest.
Gavin Coons is back to kick on 4th. High snap. Kick is high and short. Gets a good bounce. far as Northwest is concerned, and that's all the way down inside the 10-yard line.
It was really unfieldable because where the ball did bounce, there was only Northwest players there. Lumen Christi couldn't get to it, and then it took a Northwest bounce, so it rolled all the way down to the 10. 14-0 Lumen Christi with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Again, update from Jackson High, game up at Sexton at the end of the first quarter. It's Lansing Sexton 14, Jackson High nothing. A couple of long passes and runs for Sexton, but worse, two interceptions thrown by Jackson High.
Kucha is dragged down.
Number 10, Nicholas Thomas.
Or that was Thomas, Nick Thomas, at
pitch.
The 10.
Yeah, Kucha, a little pitch, power pitch to Thomas. And, boy, he got almost nothing. Good play there by Northwest. Good flow.
One of the big games out east, Saline leading Temperance Bedford, two highly rated teams, 10-7. That's at the end of the first quarter. On the out-of-town scoreboard. Kucha, the pitch to Bell. Cuts inside, tries, breaks a tackle. Bell's got a first down out to the 22-yard line.
Carry off the left side.
Not very good tackling there by the Mounties. Tom?
Jackson High has scored on a one-yard touchdown run. They missed the PAT, so it's Sexton 14, Jackson 6. And that was set up by a fumble recovery by Marcus Worthy at the Sexton 18-yard line.
Napoleon leading Addison 15-8. End of the toward the end of the first quarter. Napoleon 15, Addison 8. Here's Kucha looking and throwing, almost intercepted right through the hands of Cameron White. And Mounties had a defender out there, but he couldn't come up with it. And that'll bring up a second down and 10 for Lumen.
Trey Hall there for the coverage for Northwest.
Fairly decent coverage there for Northwest on a couple of these Lumen passing plays. Lumen's aerial game, Tom, looks like it, where it was last year. It's not
right.
Really effective.
Right, they're a ground team.
And here comes Bo Bell, and they jump on him at the 26-yard line. Be about 4 or 5 yards, bring up a third and 5 or 6 here for the Titans. Deep in their territory, 26.
Just over the 25.
Third and probably a long 6. We have 5 and 15 to go in the first half. On 970 and 101.5 FM, Kucha. Barks Northwest offside, free 5 yards. That'll make it third and about a yard. Pretty good play by the junior to get 5 free yards.
You could see Northwest defensive coordinator Dakin Hiram sending those kids on a shoot, but they just got a little antsy. They're playing well. They really are. It's Lumen Christi 14, Northwest nothing with 5:01 to go in the second quarter, and I'm surprised at how well Northwest is really hanging in there.
Lumen up to the line quickly. Easy first down. That's Minder, I believe, who is running at fullback. And that's out to the 42-yard line.
Bryce Darrow on the stop for Northwest and Darius Case.
And first down for the Titans. As this time they just slipped it to the fullback. Good job by the offensive line.
Well, you know,
a little crack there, and Minder took advantage of it.
Minder's run the ball a handful of times. Thomas has run the ball. You can't have Bell run it every single play.
But here he is. He has hit and fumbles, and I believe Kucha picked it up. Wow.
Fumble in the backfield.
Well, Minder and Lask were right there, the blocking fullback and think halfback.
That was not Bell. That was Alex Lasky.
That was Lasky, yeah, number 8.
He may have ran into his own man. Then he got hit by a Mountie, and that ball went flying, and Kucha able to pick it up.
His own man was Minder, number 49. I think he's like a blocking fullback, and they were going to run that slam off tackle, and he got stood up.
Second down and 9. Bell back in. He's in motion. Wide open out here. This is caught for a first down into Northwest territory, 43-yard line.
That's Sam Meisner on the catch, Greg, and he did a good job because Northwest tried to hold him up off the line, and Meisner made a very nice play to get free of the defender and shake himself free, and Kucha hit him right on the hands, and the Titans get a first down out of it.
Bell was in motion into the flat, took some of the defense there. And nice throw by Kucha to Meisner. And a first down at the Northwest.
Lumen Christie administrator near the scoreboard, please.
43. Here's Bell. Looks for a block. Gets nothing. He is crushed. 42-yard line, maybe a yard. Nice job by the Mountie D.
Zach McCann, Colin Arnold for the Mounties. And, you know, those are they're hitting. They're playing very, very well. They just they can't stop Bo Bell.
Got a Mountie shaking up here. Looks like big Robert Dunham, senior at 295 in the middle.
Loss on the play.
Does get to the sideline. Be a second down and 9 here for the Titans. And Kucha, rolling, looking. Throwing, not a good pass.
Incomplete.
Not really. Jacob Lathers released over into the left flat. He was open, but it just they didn't make the connection whatsoever.
And Kucha's got to look at those plays, Tom. Some of them, there's a lot of room available to run.
I was watching the secondary, so I didn't see if there was any pressure on him either. I do know he was rolling that way. Sometimes for a young kid, it's hard to roll to the left. If you're right-handed, roll to the left and throw to the left.
Third down 9 for Lumen. They're at the Mountie 42, and we have 2:40 to go. First half. And Kucha rolls. Look out from behind. Now he runs 40. And it's got a first down. Good job by Kucha. That time he took that yardage.
Well, he was under heavy pressure, no question about it. I think it was Colin Arnold from Northwest who was right on his tail, but Kucha ran to the left, didn't try to force the throw, and then just cut to the south and got himself a first down by about the length of a football.
Ball advances 33, first and 10 for Luther Christie.
Bo Bell back in at tailback. Go to the fullback. And a couple yards.
Handoff to Minder.
Kyle Minder is down at the 31-yard line.
On the play by 62, Noah P.
Short 2 yards there. Second, we'll call it 8.
Second down, 8.
2 minutes to go here in the first half. And Kucha. Throws it out here in the flat. It's caught. Good run after the catch. First down, Lathers. Jacob Lathers. Little stop pass out. And a flag comes in late. That may be a face mask again.
We're under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Lumen Christie is marching. They only have 2 timeouts left because they did have to take one defensively. So this is a perfect opportunity for them to run this. These little short possession passes work the sideline, get the clock stopped.
That play got a first down, and it looked like about the 22-yard line or so, but the officials now long confab again as a flag was thrown after the play.
You like out-of-town scores.
I do.
Benton Harbor is leading Muskegon Orchard View 36-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Wow. Face mask on the Mounties takes it down to the 11. I think Elliot Uzalak has done a nice job at Benton Harbor. That's amazing.
That is a cagey, crafty veteran. I mean, that's Orchard View.
And the Titans roll into the end zone. Another touchdown.
Touchdown run by
Bo Bell. We'll give him 11 yards on that touchdown scamper off the right side.
So three touchdown runs on the night for Bo Bell. Runs of 3, 13, and 11. And with a minute and 40 seconds to go in the first half, it's Lumen Christi 20 and Northwest nothing. And again, a demoralizing touchdown in the last couple of minutes against Northwest, because these are tough to recover from.
Extra point is up and good.
Kick is up and good.
21-0. Short break. And we're right back with the kick.
146.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 and 101.5 FM.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC Tom Ratchford back on Van Horn Road. 21-0, Lumen, buck 40 to go. Here in the first half, Abe Johnson. Last time it was kind of a short kick. Long kick this time, long and low, and returnable, 25-30, 33-yard line.
Devin Garner,
the run back. Host of Titans there, including number 31, Alex Rogers.
37, Gio Siciliano, also down at the bottom of that pile. So 1:37 to go in the first half. Lumen Christi leads Northwest 21-0.
Northwest had a great drive to start the game, but since their offense is really bogged down.
No, they haven't moved the ball very well after that. They have hit a little bit defensively.
They throw a pass out here, wide open and dropped.
Trey Hall just simply didn't catch it. Crowley threw a nice pass. I think that was right on his numbers.
Right there. Lathers was out there in the secondary, but he wasn't really close to Hall.
Second down 10 for Northwest.
And that incomplete pass will stop the clock. Boy, a lot of discussions with this officiating group. I don't know what they're seeing.
You know, that could be something on the sideline.
I guess there was some question whether he caught. I saw the ball on the ground.
Yeah, he didn't catch it.
And that'll bring up a second 10, but the officials had to talk about it for about 4 minutes here, figure out whether he caught it or dropped it. No replay here tonight that I know of. Second down and 10. About a minute and a half to go, 21-0 Lumen. Crowley looking, has room to run down the middle. And runs for his life and got clobbered. Good game, though. Got about 10 yards.
Keeper Crowley.
Looks like they'll give him a first down out to the 44-yard line.
Minder made a pretty good play. Actually, one of the Northwest players went to block Minder, and when he did so, quarterback Ryan Crowley of Northwest cut back behind him and got just enough to get up to the 49-yard line and a first down.
Mounties take a timeout. We will take a quick break. And right back here on 970, 101.5 FM.
Wow, that was fast. Oh, man, that was so good.
Those are two phrases that you love to say whenever you're dining out. And those are two phrases you are going to say when you dine at White's Restaurant. It's good food fast with homemade flavor. By the way, you can get White's to go, or you can get White's delivered, or you can get White's Restaurant to cater your next get-together. White's Restaurant, 845 Northwest Avenue. Call 787-3991.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Northwest trying to get something going here in the last minute plus. This first half down 21-0. Corey Slater out talking to his offense. They had, what, 29 points at halftime last week against Hastings. Then couldn't get much done in the second half. Crowley out of the short shotgun. And he rolls, looks. Fires and caught. Perfect pass.
Pass complete.
Right on the sideline. Garner made the catch. That's a first down at the Lumen 45.
What's your weather app show? West Catholic and Spring Lake are in a lightning delay right now.
I showed nothing.
Well, they're right off Lake Michigan. And they're at West Catholic. They're not at Spring Lake, which would be right on the lake.
Great throw by Crowley that time to Garner. Perfect pass as he cut to the sideline. Went out of bounds, stopping the clock, and a first down. And Crowley again. Rushes on, he's hit, throws and caught. 45-40, 38-yard line. Crowley took a good
He was under
shot
pressure
there from Cameron White.
Yeah, Cam White hit him pretty good. He was under pressure, but he held his ground and made a very nice pass. It's completed, and it's going to be second down and four.
Clock running, though, 50 seconds. Northwest at the Lumen 38. Crowley looking. There's that quick pass out there. It's caught. Good tackle by Lathers. Very short gain.
Pass complete to number 20, Ray Hall.
It's right at the stick, though, so they stop the clock. They do. Give Northwest a first down at the 35. They stop that clock. Mounties need to get up and get over the football with 40 seconds left in the half.
First and 10 for Northwest.
Four wide out. Crowley out of the shotgun. Clock running. 25 seconds. And he's going to be hit. And down he goes. Lumen all over the quarterback back at the 38-yard line.
The Titans, they had three defenders in the backfield, and they pretty much looked unblocked. Cam White, Grant Smith, and I want to say Minder were all there. Brogan Sullivan as well, number 44.
That was a jailbreak. Northwest takes their last time out.
Well, Crowley was good enough not to throw it. You know what I mean? When he was under pressure like that, you just don't want to fling it up there because we're down to 20.
Tommy couldn't even throw it away because it was coming from all directions.
But if you try to force one, those things are intercepted and taken for a touchdown, which would just absolutely demoralize you.
Ball at the 38, final timeout for the Mounties. Action brought to you tonight by Northwest Schools, Jackson Public Schools, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, Jackson YMCA, our player of the game tonight, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, OmniSource, Collector Zone, big day there tomorrow with the comic convention, Commonwealth Commerce Center tomorrow, headed up by the Collector Zone, Elrose Steel. Mountie offense trots back out, trying to spoil this shutout. Cleveland 4-1 over the Tigers, bottom of the second inning. a debacle going on for Michael Fulmer. Justin Upton hit a home run for Detroit, but they're down. Their playoff hopes. Oh, Crowley's hit way back at the 50-yard line this time. No chance to get rid of it.
Again,
five gold helmets in there, Tom.
Cam White was the first one that got to him. Mender was there, too. Man, that was pretty much the same defensive set Lubin Christie ran the last play. We're going to probably not get one last playoff.
No snap. We are at halftime.
First half, you score. Lubin Christie 21, Northwest 0.
21 nothing. And Northwest going in the wrong direction here to end this first half. 21-0. And we'll take a three-minute break here at the half. Lumen up by three touchdowns and three extra points on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Christovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Local decision making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FD. DIC.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, we got the radar out for B&G Landscape. Got mulch, pretty big thunderstorm. Right now it's rolled right into the Grand Rapids area, and that's causing havoc with a lot of games over there, but that's a long way away from Van Horn Road. Thunderstorm there. There's another one out over Lake Michigan. I don't think anything's going to affect us here tonight. 21-0 Lumen at the half. Halftime brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl in the heart of downtown Jackson. 8 o'clock, here at WKHM Jackson. 21-0. And let's take a quick two-minute break. We'll come back, get you an update on those out-of-town scores. Again, 21-0 here at Lumen Christi. On WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. Brembo would like to remind you to play it safe while camping. Always use a flame retardant tent and set up camp far away from the campfire. Only use flashlights or battery-powered lanterns inside the tent or any other closed space. Always build your campfire downwind away from your tent. Brembo of Homer, Michigan. Just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell tonight. Northwest Band, they do a spectacular job on the field right now, entertaining. Pretty big crowd here tonight. I think Lumen did not set the world on fire with their audience here this evening, but they're on top, 21-0 here at halftime. Tom, some good news from Lansing.
Yes, Sebastian Tolan scored a touchdown for Jackson High with 39 seconds left in the first half. So Tolan on a 5-yard touchdown run. The PAT was good on an option run by Anthony Parker. So at 39 seconds left in the first half, it is Jackson High and Lansing Sexton tied at 14.
Other action, Sam? What do you got?
Well, we do find out that the players will be let back on the field up at West Catholic in a few minutes at 8:10. So the Lightning is cleared, so they'll get away from that delay. In the CAAC blue, Lansing Everett and Holt are tied at 14 with 6:32 to go in the second quarter. In the Cascades, actually in the Interstate 8, Lumen Christi's opponent next week is Marshall. Battle Creek Penfield leads Marshall 14-9 at halftime. In the Cascades Conference, in the game over on 105-3, these are all halftime scores. Grass Lake leads Manchester 6-0. It's Michigan Center 34, East Jackson 0. At half, Hanover Horton leads Vandy 12-0. And with 2:29 to go in the second, it's Napoleon 35, Addison 8. Just to our south in halftime, Hudson leads Dundee. Hudson and Dundee are tied 6-6. in the Interstate 8 at the half. Coldwater leads Jackson County Western 13-7. Halftime score, Saline leads Temperance Bedford 17-14. Up in Grand Rapids, this is listed at the half. I can't believe they got away without the lightning delay. Rockford leads Caledonia 17-0. Over in Metro Detroit, Pontiac Notre Dame leads Berkeley 7-0 at halftime. New Boston Huron with a 7-0 lead over Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central in a really great game up in Lansing. At halftime, Lansing Catholic leads Portland 21-14.
How about DeWitt? They're killing unbeaten Mason 27-0. DeWitt
got a big birthday
over Mason. And that one at halftime as they celebrate birthdays here at Northwest tonight. They celebrate everything here.
Oh, he's celebrating.
Ida 36, Columbia Central 14 at the half. Tough night for the boys from Brooklyn tonight.
Maryland Medley.
Also in the Lenawee, Blissfield leads Onstead 6-0. Now, Blissfield hasn't won a game in ages, and I'm quite surprised by that one. No score in the Lenawee on the Hillsdale game.
Napoleon 35, Addison 8. Another big night for Napoleon. And Napoleon's just scored again, 43-8 at the half for Napoleon over Addison. As Scott runs it up pretty good there. Let me get you some baseball scores here, if I can find them. Tigers down 4-1. To Cleveland at last check. Boston leading the Yankees 2-0. That's in the third inning. Tampa Bay over the Orioles 4-2. Again, the bottom of the third inning now. Cleveland 4-1 over Detroit. Mets have a 1-0 lead over Minnesota. Cubs beat Milwaukee today in 10 innings. 5-4, but the key games, Boston 2-0 over the Yankees. Baltimore losing again to Tampa 4-2, but the Tigers getting by the Indians 4-1. We're 21-0 here at the half on Van Horn Road, Bo Bell show of sorts in the first half with 3 touchdown runs. Abe Johnson has kicked 3 extra points. Northwest, good drive to start the game, went right down the field. But they stalled, and since then, they did have the one pass, about a 40-yarder, that they came very close to scoring on. It was a lunging attempt right at the goal line. Northwest had a player open, could not make the catch. And that's really been it. Their offense has not done much, and Crowley running for his life for much of that second quarter. We're 21-0 here at the half. Let's take a 3 break, and we will be back with more at halftime on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks this poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your holdings or your strategy altogether? This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. We can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs. For an appointment, call the Augustine Group at 768-7709.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/6.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicky Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net. We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here on 970, 101.5 FM, two teams back on the field. We have a couple minutes before the start of the second half. And tonight's activity brought to you in part by the Protection Center, American Title, Elrose Steel, the Collector's Zone, OmniSource, Northwest Schools, White's Restaurant and Catering, Jamie Grace, Wells Fargo, their financial advisor. Give Jamie a call for very wise financial counseling. And here it's Bo Bell, 3 touchdowns, Northwest nothing, 21-0 at the half. Big comeback for Jackson up at Lansing.
Hey, that's, you know, in their other two wins of the year we mentioned earlier, they have come back from being 14 down. I know they were down 14-0 at Ipsy-Lincoln, and I thought they were against East Lansing last week.
I think they scored first, but I think they were down.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so it was I mean, that's the sign of that Scott's got those kids believing in themselves.
Don't quit. And they had a good second half, really, Tom, against Coldwater.
Oh, you're right. Jackson did lead 14-0, gave up 2 scores to make it 14-14. But the fact remains, they still, you know, they coughed up the lead and they were able to hang in there. One of the best games we've had.
Long time.
Oh, many, many a moon. So the Vikes come back, and, you know, it's tough to win at Ed Majeski Stadium at Sexton. You got a lot of forces pulling you in all kinds of directions up there. But they get to come back home next week, and they've got Grand Ledge at home. I don't have a Grand Ledge score. They're at Okemos, who's quite honestly not been very good. The only other score I have in the Capital Blue is with 6 minutes to go in the first half, Everett and Holt are tied at 14. We did mention Coldwater was leading Western 13-0. 13-7 at the half. A real good game over at Jackson County Western. And also a halftime score in the Interstate 8. Battle Creek Penfield, we're leading Marshall 14-9. In the Cascades, Grass Lake leads Manchester 6-0. Michigan Center leads East Jackson 34-0. Hanover Horton leads Vandercook 12-0. All of those were at the half. And Napoleon was leading Addison 35-8. I think Napoleon might have even scored again after I wrote down that last score of 35-8. But you get the picture there with Napoleon at Addison.
How about Clinton Township, Chip Valley, trailing 42-0 at halftime? Wow.
I still can't get over Benton Harbor 36, yeah. Muskegon Orchard View nothing. And it wasn't even, it was first quarter.
Jeez. All the scores brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. They're on Pearl in the heart of downtown Jackson. Always big sales going on at Collins Brothers. Give Kent a call down there. He'll take care of you at Collins Brothers. And they've been serving the Jackson area for decades. Blooming gets the ball to start the third. Up 21-0. Short kick. And a run back right down the sideline, but he steps out of bounds. And that was Brogan Sullivan.
Tom, I just checked the Grand Ledge Twitter feed. Okemos leads Grand Ledge 15-14 with 21 seconds left in the first half.
Good job.
Sullivan run out of bounds at about the 38-yard line.
Well, they were nice enough to retweet my scores I've been sending, so I had to follow them.
Lumen has a first down, 37. And Bo Bell is rumbling out to the 45-yard line, maybe the 46, before he's dragged down by three Mounties. Troy Kucha, the quarterback. Kyle Minder has been running at fullback. He's had a couple carries tonight.
Hey, generally speaking, Northwest has done a good job stopping Bell. I know he's got three touchdowns, and they were on fairly short runs. They haven't let him.
We've seen worse.
Yeah, they haven't let him break a 60-yarder like he did a couple of times against Hastings.
Here's Minder up the middle, and he is rumbling into Northwest territory. All the way down inside the 35-yard line. Still dragging tacklers. Power football there for the Titans. As we're just underway here in the third.
Is that a harvest moon tonight? I know it was Wednesday night.
Could be.
That is beautiful. Kind of adds to the ambiance here.
Yeah. Take a picture.
Hey, as long as those aren't thunder and lightning.
Exactly. Kucha back to throw. Try that drag, and it's almost picked off. Kucha very late with the pass. Should have never been thrown.
Well, no, and that's what you worry about because Trey Hall almost grabbed that, and he'd had a touchdown.
Yeah.
Trey
Hall. Not a real good decision by the junior quarterback that time. As we played a minute here.
Yeah, anytime you can see the moon instead of heavy clouds. Because we did just check the weather. The west side of the state's getting hammered with lightning and thunder delays.
Bo Bell off the left side. Good job by the Mounties there.
Yeah, that's a good call by that linesman. He threw the flag. Northwest tackled him out of bounds.
Penalty flag on the play.
That's going to be a free first down for Lumen after the Mounties make a good defensive play. I think a late hit over there.
Greg mentioned earlier, Northwest has a really nice-looking red uniform, red jerseys and red pants, but those numbers are black. And they're small. Yeah, and they're small numbers.
Tough to read. Lumen decked out in their gold helmet, gold pant, white uniform, dark green numeral.
With a smaller numeral than they've worn in the past. That's the trend nowadays. But it's still very visible. You can read their numbers.
15-yard penalty assessed against Northwest.
Yeah, roughing call against the Mounties. First down, Lumen, 15-yard line. And that's Bell. And that's Minder.
Minder with the carry.
Up the middle, maybe a yard that time.
Number 7 for Northwest. Missile hit. Colin Arnold.
Good crowd here tonight, always here in Mounteeville.
It's quite a community event at Northwest. Two straight weeks Northwest has been on the radio.
Love to see them get a winner out here. It's been a struggle. Here's Bell. slices up the middle, touchdown, Lumen Christi. Bo Bell goes 14 yards and a Titan touchdown. And it's 27-0. Nifty move by Bell. He did not go outside. He ran right off tackle.
A very nice play. The Titans pulled and trapped that and or fold. I don't know their terminology now, but that was a very, very nice football run. So the PAT out of the snap of T.J. McCulley and the hold by Troy Kucha.
Abe Johnson. Oh. Kick is blocked.
Johnson's extra point attempt blocked by Northwest.
That kick was blocked, Tom.
By number 44, Leroy Blasco.
10-10 to play in the third quarter.
What does that mean? It means Lumen Christi leads 27-0.
It does.
With 10-10 to go in the third quarter.
Take a quick break. We're right back in 30. 970 and 101.5 FM.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christi will kick here. 10-10 to go. Third quarter. Long kick down to the 10-yard line. And the run back. 20, 25, 26. Brogan Sullivan.
Kevin Garner with the return.
Sam Eisner there also.
Number 44, Brogan Sullivan with the stop for Lumen Christi.
27-yard line for Northwest. And they're down 27.
Mounties had the ball. First and 10, the 27-yard line.
Lumen next week goes to Albion College. They'll play historic Marshall. Next Friday at Albion College. There's a running play on first down for not much. Maybe a yard or so.
Lily
Weems. Of course, they're missing.
49, Kyle Minder.
Elijah Eatman, who they hope to have in there. Out, I believe, for the year. Big junior running back at 220. I think he would have played both ways.
Well, it certainly would have
helped. Tough loss.
Yeah.
Second down, 9 for the Mountains.
And I don't know if you mentioned Northwest next week goes to Coldwater.
Yeah. No picnic there. Second back, forget it. 25-yard line, Lumen all over that play. Thomas up out of the secondary, but a host of Titans.
Well, that's the Titans' aggressiveness and their
Brogan Sullivan.
It's their aggressiveness, their weightlifting, their conditioning that
very
takes
well
over.
Coached.
It takes over at this part of the of the game. And when you talk about very well coached, I'm talking about in November and December and January and February when they prepare for this, because these kids are in condition beyond anything you can imagine. They're fully prepared to go the entire 2 hours and 10 minutes this game's going to take.
Third down coming up about 9, and we have a whistle pre-snap. That's a delay of game.
Northwest delay of game, a 5-yard penalty.
With 8:37 to go here in the third. Again, Jackson, if you were with us earlier, they were down 14-0 at Lansing. Sexton have rallied back to tie the Big Red 14 apiece. And they get Grand Ledge next week. That's our radio game here. Crowley's going to try to run it, and he's sacked back at the 18-yard line. Could not get through the wave of Titans. Fourth down and about 17 for Northwest.
We'll bring up fourth down for
And they actually spot it back to the 18. It's about 4th and 19 here. Clock runs, 8:10 to go in the third. And the Mounties kick from the 5-yard line. Well, and a short kick. It's going to be returned by Lathers to the 38-yard line.
Pretty good play. Noah P. on the tackle. I think also 24, Karan Schrar was there. Lathers with no fear. He caught it and went upfield real quick, put the Titans in real nice field position.
Titans up 27-0. Keep the first group in there.
Ball spotted at the 38. Little Christie has it first and 10.
Nice breeze cutting through the press facility here.
Not where I'm standing. You must be getting it all.
Thomas fumbles the ball, and Northwest has it.
Fumble on the play. Moody Bell!
Northwest recovering the fumble by Nick Thomas. It was really just a bad exchange there. I don't think they ever got it hooked up. And Northwest gets it at the 37-yard line.
Those things certainly for Lumen Christi need to be taken care of because they're going to play better teams than this starting next week when they play Marshall at Albion College. And then the following week when they're home with Coldwater, and you're not going to beat those kind of teams. And you got to get somebody else. You can't have Bell run every play, so those other guys are going to have to produce.
Crowley back to pass, and he is buried. Harris that came in from the wing, the linebacker.
You said Kareem Harris?
I think it is Kareem Harris.
And the rest of the same guys. I mean, it's just
the
same.
He did not make the media guy, though,
no.
Mr. Harris.
It's the same kids up front. They're just coming through right now like a sieve. Which would set up a good screen pass opportunity for Northwest if they can get time enough to do that. And you could. You just have to have Crowley keep retreating and then just throw it over their head.
Second and 14. Mounties at the 33. They quick pitch it. Oh, Lumen all over that.
Kareem Harris again with Grant Smith and Minder.
Minder's had a strong game. Kyle Minder, the junior, very strong.
Well, with 6.5 to go in the third quarter, it's Lumen Christi 27, Northwest nothing. And let's tell it like it is. They're beating them up front.
Kyle Minder is not for Lumen Christi.
Yeah. No cover up here. It is what it is. It's 27-0. 6 to go here in the third. And Crowley's been running for his life here recently. More than recently. They flip it out here. Lumen misses a tackle. And they get a first down. Wow. Lathers a bad whiff at about the 35-yard line. And Trey Hall gets it all the way out to midfield.
Knocked out of bounds by Luke Stanton. So a good play for Northwest. 5:53 to go in the third. 27-0 Titans. Northwest with a first down right at midfield.
Mounties at the 50. Trying to spoil the shutout. Down 27-0. Crowley rolling right. Looking and flipping, and that's caught. And that's a first down, 39-yard line.
Pass complete to Devin Garner.
Devin Garner, number 6. Did a pretty good game for Northwest tonight. Made
Garner
the catch.
The 30 to the 39 for another Mounties. First down.
Baseball, top of the fourth, Cleveland 4-1 over the Tigers. Tampa Bay 4-2 over Baltimore. Red Sox lead the Yankees 3-0. games that mean something. Pretty soon, those Tiger games won't mean anything. Poorly as they're playing. First down. Crowley keeps it. Some running room. He got it down to about the 35-yard line. Bottom of the stack there. Looks like
Sam Meisner with the stop for Lucas Christie.
Meisner. Who's played playing defense now. Basically, he's been an offensive player.
Second down, six for Northwest.
Second down for the Mounties at the 35-yard line. They need the 29 for a first down. Lumen, real soft coverage here on this particular drive. Crowley rolling. Looking and throwing long. He's got a man out there. Oh, he can't hang on. Got his hands on it. Back of the end zone.
That was Devin Garner. Ball is really well thrown.
Well thrown. He got his fingertips on it, but not enough.
See, Lumen Christie allowed Crowley the time to pass that time. One man, I think it was Harris, within coming into his face, but you give Crowley time to throw. He throws a good ball, and he did beat his man into the end zone.
Garner, the senior at 170, was behind the secondary. Third down and six. 4.5 to go here in the third. Crowley out on the wing. That's caught. It's like they're just short of a first down at the 30. Around the 30-yard line.
Pass complete to Trey Hall on the right side.
And it'll be a fourth down in about a yard.
You know what? We do have a pretty breeze blowing through here now. You look out at that flagpole down at the south end of the field. And yeah. Early when the game started, there was no breeze whatsoever. And now that flag's whipping pretty good.
Fourth and a yard for Northwest from the 30. Fullback. Oh, is he hit? What a play there by the right side of the Lumen defense. They tried to give it to the up man, and he got clobbered, could not get a yard. Lumen football.
Like Newt Rockne used to say, you don't need to see a good tackle. You can hear it.
You could hear that one. Goodness.
And you can hear that duck call on GOC's iPhone.
6-0, Grass Lake. 4 minutes to go in the third. Defensive war out at Grass Lake tonight with Manchester. That game on K105.3, the football frenzy. 27-0 here. And Lumen gets it back. And that play goes nowhere.
Minder with the carry out.
It was Minder. I don't know. See Bo Bell again. I don't know why.
No gain on the play. Second down 10.
And 30-yard line for Lumen. Up by 27. And there's Bell. And Bell is hammered by about four red shirts.
46, Gavin Coons leading the charge.
Yeah, it's 27-0 tight with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Short gain on the play. Third down and seven.
Vandercook Lake, Greg, has scored. So now in the third quarter, it's Hanover Horton 12, Van 6.
Both of those teams 0-3 going in. Third and long here for Lumen. Kucha looking, throws it late. Oh, should have been intercepted. Again, that's a bread and butter play for Lumen, and it's that has not been run well tonight at all. The drag to the tight end.
with 3:38 to go in the third quarter over at Western, Western takes a 14-13 lead over Coldwater.
Wow. Whoa, Panther. Fourth down for Lumen, their first punt of the night. Fourth and eight. This is returnable, 32-35. Oh, run it backwards. 35-40 out of bounds. Bodies fly at the 40, late flag.
Number 22, Hayden Black. Penalty flag on the play.
Yeah, we'll see what that's all about. Right at the 41-yard line, right where everybody went out of bounds. There was chaos.
Tom? And get this. Western did this, and they went 75 yards in an unbelievable 8 minutes and 22 seconds. Now, that's against Coldwater. That's Coldwater football. Drive, 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 drive. Keep the ball. Good job by Western. We'll try to keep you updated on that.
5-7-0. Thank you, everyone, for contributing to 50-50.
Going to walk off a looks like a big one here against Lumen after that kick. 15-yard personal foul call against the Titans.
You going to be able to walk that off?
I don't know. I'm glad you're still standing.
Stealing West and Hudsonville Unity Christian tied at 8 with 4:21 to go in the second quarter. Napoleon leads Addison 50-8 with 9:43 to go in the third.
Grass Lake has just scored again. They lead 14-0 over Manchester. That looked like a Canadian football play. Now we have a late penalty.
35.
The man in motion turned upfield. There was no flag there, but there was a flag, I think a hold back behind the pitch sweep that is holding against Northwest with 2:04 to go in the third. Again, next week back at Withington for Jay High and Grand Ledge.
Penalty from the foul.
And they'll take this back to the 41-yard line, and the Mounties look at first down and 25.
Is the clock going to run?
Still at 2:04. Crowley out of the short gun. Throws it out in the flat. It's caught. Short gain, about 3 yards.
And I don't like to complain against the officials, but the official was starting that clock. He tried to wind it. The clock operator did not start it. That's what I was talking about. The linesman and the referee were winding it, and it stayed at 2:04 forever.
Down to 90 seconds here in the third. Still 27-0. Northwest second and very long. Crowley rolling, looking, running, hit. Dragged down by Meisner. At the 48-yard line of Lumen.
Ryan Crowley does a good job at quarterback for Northwest.
Yep.
That's a very alert play by him. Heads up, got some yardage back.
It'll be third, and we'll call it 14.
14.
50 seconds to go here in the third. Michigan, Colorado tomorrow, 2:30, right here on 970 and 101.5 FM. Crowley back to throw, being rushed. He's going to be hit, and down he goes. Back at the 45-yard line, that's a loss of 7 or 8 yards.
Quarterback sack Crowley
under siege.
Morgan Minor.
Tom, as we wrap up the third quarter here, Lansing Sexton just scored an 11-yard touchdown on a reverse play. So with 4:43 to go in the third quarter, Lansing Sexton 20, Jackson High 14.
And the third quarter runs out here with fourth and very long. Take a 90 break.
Great news for concessions.
And we'll be back. 27-0 Lumen. 970 and 101.5 FM.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Thank you for supporting.
Fourth quarter getting underway for B&G Landscape. Got mulch. Get over to B&G Landscape. Looming the ball back after the fourth down punt. They run for 3 yards. Out to the 27. See Lumen do anything fancy here. Up by 27 with 11.5 to go in the football game. Just underway here in the fourth. We'll have all the scores tomorrow. Sports Saturday program for Anderson Distributing, Labatt Blue, Polly's Country Markets. Titans second, about 7 from the 27. Kucha's still in there. Little pass out in the flat. Caught, first down. That was Lathers. Real quick feet to get up that sideline. Jacob Lathers, nice job.
Jackson High got the ball back after the kickoff. Throw an interception for a Sexton touchdown. I'm waiting on the PAT, but it's at least Sexton 26, and Jackson High 14.
Bad news from Lansing. Lumen got a first. They run it up the middle for about a yard. That was Lasky got grilled. Good hit by the Mounties. You can't read the numbers, though.
Lasky with the carry. Stopped by number 24 for the Mounties. Gerard.
Ball's at the Titan 38-yard line. Just playing out the string here with 10 minutes to go.
Gain of 2 on the play, 2nd and 8.
27-0. Lumen led 21-0 at the half. Quick pitch. Thomas, 40, 45, first down out near midfield. Nick Thomas.
Speaking
of quick feet, Thomas has quick feet.
Lansing Sexton did make the two-point conversion. So with 3:43 to go in the third quarter, it's Lansing Sexton 28, Jackson High 14.
Still 14-0 for Grass Lake over Manchester. Here's a kind of a delay handoff to Thomas. He's inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. 6 yards on first down. Baseball scoreboard for B&G Landscape. Yankees have scored a couple. Boston 3-2 over New York. Tampa Bay continues to lead Baltimore 4-2. Tigers continue to lose at Cleveland 4-1. And Toronto is playing a late game against the Angels tonight. Tigers. Here's a running play to the 41, couple yards. Lumen looks at a third and about a yard.
With the carry, Jarrett Bolt.
Bolt with the carry that time.
Number 30, Zach Burkhardt.
Yeah, there are a couple of different kids in the backfield for the Titans.
Tied a first down marker.
That was Jarrett Bolt, the junior.
You know, Irwin's still playing left tackle. Do you see those braces on? Didn't he have a year ago some?
Yeah. Well, he missed the playoffs.
Right.
Here's a big run. Inside the 30. Late fumble. I think they're going to call it down.
That was Sullivan.
Rogan Sullivan.
That was a pretty good run off the left side.
By 46.
You know, it's a good idea to run wide like that, let a couple of the other kids carry the ball. And as I said that, Irvin just left the game, and he's replaced by Josh Richardson at left tackle. We're down to 8 minutes to go in a game. You're leading 27-0. You've got to play your kids into shape. Yeah, I think they've played sufficient enough. They've been playing since 7 o'clock. It's already 10 minutes to 9.
Kucha, Sullivan hit right at the line. No gain there.
44 with the inside handoff, Sullivan.
I should be able to see that.
65 for the Mounties. Josh O'Neill.
44 for the Mounties with a stop.
Josh O'Neill made the tackle for Northwest.
Gain of one on a play, second down now.
Titans are trying to take as much time off the clock as possible. Troy Kucha, the quarterback, runs all the way over to head coach Herb Brogan, who basically gets the plays from the coaches upstairs, Sean Brogan. Oy.
Tried to throw it.
15, Stanton incomplete.
To stand on the flat. That was a bobble snap to begin the play.
Yeah. Hate to see the ball in the air like that. The clock stops, 7:02 to go. Lumen Christi leads Northwest 27-0.
Again, our other game tonight, K105.3, Grass Lake. Boy, that was 6-0 forever. Grass Lake now 14-0 over Manchester. And here's a running play. That was Jarrett Bolt. Lost a couple yards back to the 30.
Number 11, Damian Delatre with the stop.
Fourth down and 12 here for the Titans. Looks like we're going to run this out. It's length.
Good, because that Harvest Moon just got covered by clouds.
We're going to get it in, Tom. Despite horror stories from Andy Provenzano. Or was that Ed Ring? I think we're going to get this in. Lumen fourth down. They don't kick. Kucha back to throw. Fires. Caught. First down. One of the best throws of the night by Kucha. Adam Callahar made the grab.
Adam Callahar with a real great grab to keep the drive going for Logan Christie. Ball down at the 14-yard line now. 6 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the game.
I'm pretty small crowd here from Lumen. Is that fair to say?
Just before the national anthem, I counted just over 100 people over there on the far sideline.
Of course, we see that all the time, road, but Lumen's not your average football community.
Well, they usually bring an awful lot of interest.
Usually have more than enough support.
The dead ball foul, illegal procedure.
Motion call here on Lumen. We'll bring it back with six to go.
Greg DeWitt now leads Mason 40-0.
I think DeWitt's pretty good.
And Grand Ledge beat them. Grand Ledge comes to town Friday.
That must have been quite a... Didn't Grand Ledge come from behind to win that? I think so. Lumen first and 15. Run a little counter play, hard run. Brogan Sullivan.
Yep. Grand Ledge and DeWitt, they didn't really come from behind. It was back and forth. It was never more than a touchdown apart.
28-21?
Yeah. Good game down in Lenawee County. Tecumseh just scored on a fourth down pass for a touchdown to tie Adrian. It's Tecumseh 14, Adrian 14.
Need a three on a play, second and seven.
Lumen threatening to score here. We have just under 6 minutes to go in the game. They pitch it to Bolt. And he's inside the 10 to the 7-yard line. Tom.
Out at Western, Sam DeMeester just scored on a 26-yard touchdown run. So a 5:41 to go in the game. It's Coldwater 21, Jackson County Western 14.
I believe it's homecoming out there already.
Third down and four.
Seven-yard line, Lumen on a third and four. New quarterback in. They screwed up the play. Oh. Bolt is necktied and grabbed around the helmet. That'll be a penalty, but they get a first down.
Garrett Bolt with the carry.
That was Adam Callahar. He looked to the right. Nobody was there. He pitched back to the left.
I think it was 30, Jared Bolt.
Yeah, but Kellar's in a quarterback.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, Bolt. Then Bolt took a vicious, let's say semi-vicious necktie type hit around the helmet.
This is a foul against Northwest.
And that's a half the distance, which is not much, about 2 feet. Lumen has it at the 1-yard line.
Ball spotted at the 1-yard line, first goal.
Clock runs with 4:55 to go. Callahar keeps it. Did he fumble?
Fumble on the play.
I think he did. I think he recovered his own fumble.
Callahar with the cover
on. Ball's at the 6-inch line. Callahar a little too anxious to score there. Seen that a million times. But he did pick up a half yard. Callahar, that should be a touchdown, and it is. Adam Callahar.
Quarterback keep for the touchdown.
And it's 34-0. And Lumen out for the extra point. With four to go. A lot of the crowd has scrambled here. the fourth quarter. Extra point.
Extra point up and no good.
Johnson misses extra point, and we stay 33-0. Take a break for 1 minute, and we'll be back. Try to wrap this one up tonight. 33-0 Lumen. On WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And welcome back. Run back on the kick for Northwest. They get it out around the 35-yard line. With 4 minutes to go, Lumen up 33-0.
Glasgow with a return for Northwest.
Again, the Titans had two. Albion College, you recall last year they played Marshall at Albion College. They'll do that again. This year, Lumen will be the home team next Friday night. And the Mounties. 35-yard line. Trying to break this shutout here in the last 4 minutes. Lumen has some backup troops. Most of them backup players in on defense. Lily Weems has carried it much tonight.
81, Brandon Jensen.
Probably just four or five times, and he gets about two. Tom, bad news.
Yeah, Jackson and I gave up another touchdown to Sexton. So with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, it is Lansing Sexton 35, Jackson 14. And after three quarters, Chelsea leads Ypsilanti Lincoln 31-0. Lincoln, of course, was one of the teams that Jackson beat in two.
Second and eight. And Lumen is going to get another sack. This time the backup troops.
That's 56 TJ McCulley, also the long snapper.
Good
for
job.
Snap coach Frank Americo.
All over the quarterback. Frank over there?
Yeah, Frank coaches the long snappers.
Crowley hitting the backfield by number 30.
I didn't see him over. Is he over there tonight? I think he was replaced by Pat Bryson over on the sideline.
All spotted at the 30 and a half yard line.
I think Bryson's doing tonight. 9 o'clock here at WKHM. Jackson enjoying a lovely Friday evening out on Van Horn Road tonight. Where would you rather be? Still see a part of that moon, Tom.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Somebody took a timeout here.
Timeout on the field called by Northwest.
And that was the Mounties. A lot of great sponsors. We have B&G Landscape here in the fourth quarter. This has been a long one. We could do some landscape. Part of our group tonight, Seymour Ford, Lincoln. Out on 94, exit 141. Get to their website, seymourford.com. Nice inventory there. County National Bank. John Waldron and the crew. Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, Spring Arbor Road. Very essential advice. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Bill Bollinger and his fine staff. White's Restaurant and Catering. Boy, does that sound good right now. Part of our group here. We've got water. That's it here.
Good tackle by Bolt there, Greg.
22, Hayden Black with the carry.
Clock is at the two-minute mark. Get our player of the game afterwards. And
about a 34-yard line, fourth down for Northwest.
A lot of scores on the out-of-town scoreboard post-game. Of course, player of the game for Bob Richardson, the crew at the Jackson Area Subway. Sub jobs. Titans, a lot of new numbers in there. Trying to check those. Big number 70. Caleb Garrison, 56. TJ McCauley just made a play on defense. Mountie's punting here, fourth and 12. That's high and short. Second baseman out to grab it, and it falls in for a base hit at the 45-yard line. That punt went about 20 yards, no return.
Devin Coons punt.
And the Titans can take a couple snaps here, and we'll be on the road.
According to Channel 17 up in Grand Rapids, the Hudson is Hudsonville playing Granville today? They're both. Granville's 3-0 for the first time in an eternity. That game is now getting ready to be back underway after a light delay.
I put a list of all the 3-0 games in the entire state over there. And I believe they are on it, Hudsonville and Granville.
Granville at Hudsonville. They're at Eagle Stadium in Hudsonville.
Luma's going to take a knee here as the clock runs down to a minute. Adam Kelleher, who has scored a touchdown. I'm not certain. I'm just going to guess maybe his first varsity touchdown for Adam Kelleher. That's purely a guess. But I was at the Hastings game. I don't recall him scoring one there. Ann Lumen will take a knee. Let that clock run, fellas. This is probably the last play of the game. One knee for Kelleher. And Lumen has even their record at 2-2 here tonight as they pretty much cruise to a 33-0 win over the Mounties of Northwest. Mounties had a great drive to start the game, but that was really the best thing they did all night. They could not score after grinding out a couple, three first downs. They got fairly deep into Lumen territory. Couldn't cash that in. PA announcer lost down there. He must have fell asleep.
Thank you for attending tonight's ball game.
And it was all Titans. Bo Bell scored three times in the first half. He had a touchdown here in the second half. Four scores for Bell. 33-0 the final. Two-minute break. We'll come back. Our player of the game for Bob Richardson, the Subway Sub Shops locally. Tom will check those out-of-town scores on 970 and 101.5 FM.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Northwest, GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, spinning the dials tonight. 33-0, our final here. Tom has many scores. Not a good night for the High, though, up in Lansing.
They did just score. So with 8:51 to go in the game, it's now Lansing Sexton 35, Jackson High 20. So the Vikes are hanging in there. Shawnee Suddeth hasn't played since the second quarter. He's got a pulled quad. I guess Sebastian Toland has done a pretty decent job. Greg, those quads are real tough, especially for those sprinter-type kids to bounce back from. In the CAAC, in the blue, Holt just scored again to take a 28-22 lead over Lansing Everett. Holt 28, to Everett 22, 11:46 to go in the ball game. East Lansing was leading Eastern 37-0. Okemos, the last I saw, Okemos was leading Grand Ledge 15-14. I'm going to try to get one before we get off the air, an updated score. In the Interstate 8, Coldwater leads Western 21-14 with 5 minutes to go in the game. In the Cascades Conference, what's our last score from Grass Lake?
14-0.
14-0, Grass Lake. Michigan Center was pounding East Jackson 34-0. That's what the score was at halftime. Vandy came back and scored. It was Hanover 12, Vandy 6. Napoleon was killing Addison 50-8 at the end of the third quarter. A halftime score was the last time I saw one on Columbia Central. Ida was leading Columbia 36-14. Also a final in the Lenawee, Hudson beat Dundee 28-6. Down in Lenawee County, we're going to overtime with Adrian and Tecumseh. That's a bloodbath because they went many years without playing that game. So Adrian and Tecumseh tied at 14 in overtime. Stockbridge was leading Leslie 56-16 in the fourth quarter. DeWitt was pounding Mason 47-0. A final score, New Boston Huron has beaten Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 7-6.
Wow.
And I really would have loved to have seen that one because that sounded like a good game. It was Huron 7-0 at halftime, so obviously Monroe Catholic scored. They could have kicked 2 field goals, but I suspect they scored a TD and then failed on a 2-point conversion. Pontiac Notre Dame leads Berkeley 26-0 with 7 minutes to go in the game. Final score from up in Grand Rapids area, Muskegon was they beat Byron Center 49-7. And for what it's worth, up at Sexton, Jackson High did get the onside kick. So with 8 minutes to go in the game, Jackson does get the ball back. Sexton leads by 15. It's Sexton 35, Jackson High 20.
On the baseball front, let's take a final look at that. Tigers having a miserable night in Cleveland. Oh, they just put up a hat trick. Cleveland 6, the Tigers 4. Tigers have just scored 3 runs in the top of the 6 to work their way back into that tilt. Boston 3-2 over the Yankees, bottom of the 6th. And it was it's in the 8th inning now, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Baltimore. Games that mean something. That Tiger game, I believe, was scheduled for Saturday night. They moved it to 4 o'clock, one of the 4 o'clock games tomorrow afternoon.
Fox is doing something goofy. The Yankees in Boston are the 1 o'clock game tomorrow on Fox. So I don't know, because they've got college football too, what goes on anymore. Just an updated score from Okemos. Grand Ledge, Matt Bird, the quarterback, which is the coach's son, just scored a TD late in the third. So Grand Ledge has now taken a 21-15 lead over Okemos. Jackson High is behind 30-25 with 8 to go in the game, but they did get the onside kick after Sexton's they scored, they kicked off. So Jackson High down by 15, about 8 to go in the game.
Yeah, the last score we got, 14-0 Grass Lake over Manchester. That was late in the third. That game is probably coming to its conclusion.
Or we can jump out in the van and catch it on 105.3.
You can catch that on your way home if you're listening to this broadcast. Kyle Minder, McChristie, fullback, linebacker, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Obviously, you can give it to Bo Bell every week. We don't do that. Kyle Minder got a good ball game for Lumen tonight. Both sides, both offensively and defensively. Big number 49, the big junior, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Of course, we'll have all the scores tomorrow for Anderson Distributing, Polly's Country Markets from 8 to 10 o'clock. Then it's the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Program, Michigan State. Normally we'd go right into that, but they're playing tomorrow night in South Bend. Pick up that coverage at probably after Tiger Baseball. We'll go right to South Bend tomorrow evening. The Tigers starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So we should get all of the game. We'll miss a portion of the pre. Nothing lost there. So here tonight, 33-0. Lumen goes to 2-2. Mounties drop to 0-4. Our game next week at 970 is Jackson High hosting Grand Ledge. For Josh Ankrell, Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor from Northwest, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.